Well, as the U.S. tries to halt the spread of the coronavirus, Silicon Valley is stepping forward with some controversial ideas. According to reporting from the Washington Post, the government is currently in active talks with tech companies like Facebook and Google to develop a surveillance system that would let the government track where infected citizens have been. To some, it is a powerful public health tool. To others, it sounds like Big Brother. For more, let's bring in Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
And there's certainly history of emergencies that get followed by increased surveillance. We think of the Patriot Act after 9/11. But in this case, what information does the government want from these tech companies like Facebook and Google?
Yeah, so I think it wants help in doing some of the work in a tech-augmented way that epidemiologists, public health officials, and health workers already do, right? So someone gets sick with a disease they're trying to stop. Step one is safely interview that person and immediately get a sense of everyone they have spent time with and everywhere they've been. Mm-hmm. And the idea here is that some of these tech companies would help give the government some of that information by using cell phone data and taking whatever steps they can to fight the spread by alerting people who might have been exposed, shutting down public spaces if need be, and really trying to get ahead of the disease. That's what public health officials try to do with something like this. And the government is asking tech companies for help in that regard.
And is it mainly location data?
It's hard to tell completely because we haven't heard a ton of specifics yet, but a lot of it is location data. Here are a few examples that might be relevant. So you might remember Facebook has been using something it calls disease prevention maps, which try to map the flow of people around the globe via their devices. That data is anonymized. But the idea is that you would look at a city where coronavirus has already taken hold, and you could look at data on where everyone has traveled to from that city over the last 2 weeks, for instance, and you might get a sense of future hotspots.
Now, when I hear you say that, it sounds like there would be a lot of privacy concerns with giving the government that kind of data.
Yeah, I think there are two levels of concerns here, right? The usual privacy advocate concerns, which is a lack of oversight, clear protections and regulations, and really sort of clearly defined lines of how long this information is going to be kept, how specific it's going to be, et cetera. And then there's the concern that the virus will be used as a power grab by the government to access information in a way that it hasn't before. Maybe in the same way that with the Patriot Act, for instance, people's public library activity was made available to the government because of the 9/11 mm-hmm. attacks. So there's a lot of support for personal freedom in the U.S., right? Our identity is in some ways built around that. And states around the country are at various levels of lockdown right now. And I think people are worried about a situation where someone might not just have their movements used to mitigate the risk by informing people or trying to get ahead of the disease, but be punished for their movements or restricted. And that, I think, is what has people worried.
So the interesting thing here is that even staunch privacy advocates like the Electronic Frontier Foundation are saying that some use of big data may now be warranted given the enormity of the threat that COVID-19 poses. Is that a surprise to you?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways it was. But also, look, here's why I think the EFF and others are saying this. First of all, the majority of privacy advocates' arguments against data tracking are about threats that are either more theoretical or complicated. And this one feels like less so, right? Coronavirus is a very real virus that is killing people right now. And stopping it is about using the scientific information we have right now to make changes. And in this case, the idea of using some data tracking on the minority, as in people who are potentially spreading the virus, to protect essentially everyone doesn't feel as controversial.
If the government does start doing this, will we even know?
That's a good question. What we do know, I think, is that this is a threat that's being fought by a lot of scientists, and good science is often based on transparency, right? The idea that if we want to learn from each other and find the best ways to stop the virus, we need to tell each other how we are fighting it. And whether we're talking at the government level or medical professional level, there's a lot of knowledge sharing happening right now, both organically and officially. And I think it's a good sign that even though there might be some misinformation flying around, we will be getting information from people committed to stopping the virus above all else. And hopefully that includes how this data is being used in concert with the tech companies to stop the virus. So maybe keep your tinfoil hat handy, but don't put it on just yet.
Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Ben, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.